Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A robbery attempt leads to a deadly shooting at an Apple store in uptown Dallas. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the update.
Dallas police say a construction crew was at the Apple store near Knox and McKinney about 2:30 this morning. Sergeant Warren Mitchell says a man wearing body armor and carrying an assault rifle walked up to the back entrance and tried to disarm a security guard.
However, the security officer was able to pull his weapon and fired multiple shots at the suspect.
The guard is a retired Dallas police officer. The suspect died at the hospital.
This remains an ongoing investigation. The Dallas Police Department Special Investigations Unit is conducting the investigation simply because the officer is a security officer.
Police spent the night looking at surveillance video from other businesses nearby. Mitchell says investigators do not believe anyone else was involved. In Uptown Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fort Worth firefighters spent part of the morning putting out a fire at a commercial building. That fire is under control. The two-alarm fire broke out at a building on North Sylvania and Yucca. You may see smoke today near DFW Airport, but it's only part of an exercise. Firefighters are at DFW throughout the day conducting training exercises. There may be periods of heavy smoke near the DFW property, but again, it is only an exercise. A bartender in Plano will not face charges for serving a man before a shooting rampage.
A grand jury in Collin County declined to indict Lindsay Glass on a misdemeanor charge. She was accused of overserving Spencer Hyde the night he shot and killed eight people who had gathered to watch the Dallas Cowboys game at his estranged wife's home in Plano. Hyde was killed by police. Court papers say he showed signs of intoxication at the bar prior to the shooting. Glass's attorneys say she could not see Hyde the whole time, and as soon as she noticed he was acting strangely, she told her manager and called police. In fact, her attorneys say she was the first person to alert police. And Hyde's decision to go on a shooting spree was unrelated to the four drinks he had at the bar. Chelsea Wade, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Dallas City Council could decide this afternoon to join other cities and states in changing Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. The city says 130 other cities, counties, and states have already adopted the change. Leroy Pena is a member of the Lipan Apache Tribe of Texas. He says the proposed change can help people learn about the history of Native American tribes in the area. He says the Lipan Apache tribe helped Sam Houston defeat the Mexican army.
Because every time they would try to put up a settlement, that they would get overrun and they'd get destroyed. So Sam Houston approached the chiefs of my tribe and a handful of other tribes and just asked us, you know what? We could use your help.
The Dallas City Council delayed that vote this morning with members saying they want Christopher Columbus' name removed from the proclamation entirely. When corporations partner up, they can make lots of money. When they break up, it can end up before the Supreme Court of Texas. KRLD's LP Phillips reports on a fight over a proposed oil pipeline that would have crossed the state.
The idea was to get oil from Oklahoma to the refineries outside of Houston. The company's Energy Transfer Partners and Enterprise Product Partners explored a pipeline. But after some initial research, each company decided to part ways and look elsewhere. But who owns that research? In arguments before the Supreme Court of Texas, Energy Transfer says it has the rights. An Enterprise's attorney, David Kellner, argued that research was fair game because it was all preliminary.
We're trying to figure out what this matter might look like and whether it could make a profit.
The high court will rule on the case in the coming months. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
HEB is expanding grocery delivery service for its Central Market brand. The Dallas Morning News reports the company will add an additional 100 zip codes into its delivery zone. The additional cities and neighborhoods represent areas as far north as McKinney and as far south as Duncanville. The retailer reports it will be able to reach customers as far as 15 miles away with an average delivery time of 4 hours after the Central Market order is placed. The Southwest Airlines pilot who prevented a catastrophe by successfully landing her crippled plane last year is out with her own story.
Yeah, we have a part of the aircraft that you see.
That was 13-8, extend and maintain 6,000.
Okay, 149, drove aboard, 5 hours of fuel.
The new book from Tammy Jo Schultz is titled Nerves of Steel. In April 2018, Schultz was the captain of Southwest Flight 1380, which was headed to Dallas Love Field from New York. An engine piece broke off, shattering a window and causing a decompression that sucked one passenger partially out of the aircraft. That woman later died. In the book, Schultz also recounts her experience as one of the Navy's first female pilots.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.